We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chiefs offense finished 14th in the NFL based on points per game. 22.2. If they were to move into the top five, they would have needed 4.8 points per game more just to be top five, needed 1.4 more per game to get to top 10.
That's nothing.
That's not a big deal.
The 5 points, that's not an insignificant number.
And when they were first back in 2022, they were scoring 29.2 points per game. So far, when you look at the offseason they've had, knowing that free agency is still going on and they have a draft, how much better do you think they can actually be just with what they have currently? And let's know that they're probably going to draft a wide receiver at some point or maybe bring in another veteran. But top 10 still seems so achievable, right? They were 1.4 points per game away, and that was with the most drops in the NFL last year.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because I don't want to just blindly give them the credit the way I did before, because now I've seen what it looks like when it's bad, right? Okay. It's the first mediocre Chiefs offense I have seen, which is what they were, Gold, for a large majority of the season. Very mediocre. But come on, they're not going to be worse than 10th, right? I already think they're better than that. If you ask me pre-draft, where are they offensively? If they had to go play a football game in 2 weeks from today, they are a top 10 offense with Hollywood Brown. I'm not willing to jump to top five yet because I think a huge portion of the they are top five is reliant on the idea that Hollywood Brown plays. Do you see? Like, I think they'd be top 10 rolling out with the normal amount of injury risk. If I presume Hollywood Brown is healthy, then they are a top five offense. They were the number one offense in the league 2 years ago.
Well, touchdowns
with Juju Smith-Schuster and MVS and Justin Watson and everyone else in between.
Well, and touchdowns is where Hollywood Brown had thrived. We pulled up when he got signed a week or two ago, his touchdown numbers, and compared it with even some of the other guys that had signed with some teams this offseason. I mean, that's an area where he excelled. Yes, the health has been a question mark, but I just look at the drops that they had. So they bring, like, Hollywood Brown, they bring him in and should be an upgrade even over MVS before, but definitely over last year's MVS because it was a complete mess of a season for him. And so when you're thinking about all the drops, not only how many drops were just directly on potential touchdown plays, like the deep passes to MVS, but how many were drive killers? How many stalled out drives because someone dropped a pass? Or how many times did, you know, against the Lions, right, where a pass is batted up in the air and led to a points the other way? I think even that stuff being cut out, you know, correlates to more points. Even if it's not Hollywood Brown getting 800 yards and 8 touchdowns, it doesn't have to be that for points per game to be up. It's, can he make the plays that NFL wide receivers should make and not lead to stalling out drives because it drops? I'm not saying he's never going to drop a pass next year, but if the drops,
he probably will. Although he has a great drop rate.
He does. But if drops go down significantly as a team, then I think that's the biggest thing right away to fix the points per game that led you to being the 14th best offense and all of a sudden can get you back in the top 10 and maybe flirt with top five.
Yeah, and that's what matters. Look, I mean, if you look at their history, Gold, they're more likely to be a top five offense than out of the top 10 by a mile. Matter of fact, they're more likely to be a top five offense than any other version of their offense. In every year except this one, they were top five 3 of the last 5 years. They were top 6 4 of the last 5 years, with the one exception being last year. That's what was so confounding about last year. If you look at post Tyreek Hill, it's not like that Juju Smith-Schuster year. How were they the number one scoring offense that year and 14th last year? How did you take that kind of dip? And a lot of it is very simple. On drives in which you were supposed to get points, you didn't, because your players couldn't hold on to the football, made massive mistakes that ended drives altogether. I think they're immediately a top 10 offense just by stepping on the field. Hell, honestly, even if they didn't sign Hollywood Brown, because they would have at least had an established Rashee Rice to go with what they have in addition to their offense. If they add another wide receiver, either through free agents or through this, I'm immediately putting them in the top three. They had one veteran wide receiver or take a first round wide receiver. This is a top three offense. It's automatically better than last year's, which, by the way, gives you a lot of wiggle room on the defense, doesn't it?
Yeah. In the defense, even if the defense falls back from first or second to ninth, all of a sudden your offense is top five and your defense is top 10. You're good to go.
When you add Mahomes to it,
you're good to go.
That's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're good to go. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. I know they traded Snead, but by keeping Chris Jones, that still allows you, in my opinion, to have a chance to still be a top five defense even. But if you slip a little bit, which is a possibility, you're still looking really, really good. This is why this team, once again, has a chance to not only a repeat, but go for a three-peat. And has, you know, the second best odds to win the Super Bowl. It's always just funny that they don't even have the best odds. That's just, at this point, it's something I just laugh at whenever I see it. It's just how on earth they can't have the best odds to win it next year is hilarious, especially when the team that does is the team they just beat in the Super Bowl that hasn't really changed anything.
They can put somebody else's the odds on favorite. I don't care. Have fun with that. Let's see how many times that's played out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.